With a feeling of trepidation, Gurney heard chatter over a comm line as the command was relayed. He touched his earpiece. They're reporting it's only Bronzo and one other potential conspirator. Maybe it should just be the two of us, Duncan. Go in ourselves. At the very least, if just he and Duncan went in, maybe the Gola's loyalty would let them save Jessica. The other man shook his head firmly. We will not underestimate him. Levenbrek, block off the closest streets, surround the building, guard every possible exit. Watch the thopter on the roof so he can't use it to escape. Oryk was eager to make his report. Our engineers have cut the fuel lines and disabled the jet pods. He cannot fly away from us. With a hand signal, the grinning Levenbrek led the way out onto the balcony and across the Riley ramp, which remained rigid and steady even as the men trooped across it quick time. Gurney said, growing more desperate, Maybe I should go in first, try to convince him to surrender. Bronzo will remember me. I don't like the potential for casualties. Duncan scowled. A foolish risk to take. No, we will go in full force. The time for half measures is past. The assault team signaled their readiness, and Gurney felt a lump in his throat. He touched the long knife in its sheath at his waist. With their body shields activated, Duncan motioned them forward, and the net closed. With his senses heightened and paranoia sharpened by living so many years on the run, Bronzo detected the assault first. A change in the air, a series of faint, out-of-place sounds. He cursed and looked out a window, but saw nothing. Still, something was not right. To the thopter on the rooftop. We've been tracked. Jessica balked. They'll have pursuit thopters. Bronzo gave her a quick, sly grin. Mine has Ixion modifications. The sound of booted feet running in the corridor grew louder, and Jessica knew there was no time for further discussion. As the troops crashed through the door of Bronzo's bolt-hole apartment, Gurney remained right behind Duncan. Both men had their long knives drawn and ready, but Gurney was ready to throw himself upon Jessica to prevent her from being harmed by overzealous soldiers. He had to whisk her out by any means possible, if he could only find a way. Reacting to a flicker of movement, he spotted a concealed door at the back of the room just as it closed. Before Gurney could hope that no one else would notice, before he could exclaim that Bronzo wasn't there, Levenbrek Oryk yelled, They're getting away! Duncan smashed open the door at the back of the room. Footsteps could be heard rushing up the stairs. To the roof! He shouted. Send more men to the roof! Gurney shouldered him aside and took the lead. Bolting up through the passage, he hoped to gain an extra second or two. He tripped intentionally on piled debris in the stairwell, stalled the men behind him, then proceeded upward with exaggerated caution. Emerging onto the rooftop in the uncertain light of deepening dusk, Gurney spotted two shadowy figures dashing toward the faintly shimmering camo shield that covered an ornithopter. Knowing what he knew now, one of them had to be Jessica. After a brief, heated discussion, the two figures split up, the woman running toward a different access door on the far side of the roof. Good. They're apart. If Jessica could get far enough away, perhaps she would have deniability. Gurney knew what he had to do. Cut losses. Focus on the objective. Give Jessica just a little more time. Bronzo is our main target. After him! This was a battle like so many others, and Jessica was more important to him, even given the sacrifice of the Ixion. Duncan, I'll take the other one. Go! Moving like a shadow, Bronzo dove under the camo shield and vanished in a ripple of color and darkness. Gurney heard a metal thopter hatch being yanked open, a seat creaking, controls being activated. With a burst of speed, Duncan bolted to the hidden aircraft as engine sounds coughed and ground together. With a disorienting flick, the Gola tore away the chameleon cloth and reached inside the cockpit to grab the figure behind the controls, hauling him out onto the hard, dusty surface of the roof. Bronso was no fighter, and the Swordmaster easily subdued him. When she saw Bronso fall, the disguised woman eluded Gurney and ran recklessly back toward the Thopter. She leaped into the fight, kicking and whirling with her own combat skills, hitting Duncan with repeated blows, forcing him to release his captive. The Gola spun to face the unexpected opponent, raising his short sword. Even with her Bene Gesserit fighting methods, Gurney did not know how long Jessica could last against a seasoned swordmaster of Ganaz. She eluded Duncan's thrusts and kicked his weapon arm so hard that he had to shift the sword to his other hand. Her abrupt movements caused the hood to blow back and reveal her face, just a flash of skin and her eyes. At that instant, Bronso threw himself at Duncan's legs, knocking him off balance. Gurney lunged to put himself between the Gola and Jessica, then hissed sharply close to her ear, "My lady, strike me now! Hit me, then escape!" With a flash of understanding, Jessica drove a hard kick into the center of Gurney's chest, knocking him backward. He reeled off balance, retching, physically stunned. As he coughed and made a show of chasing her, she ducked into the roof access and plunged into another stairwell. Levenbrek, Oryk, and his men yelled to each other and spread out across the roof. Duncan seized Bronso and held him immobile. Strangely, the Ixion was laughing with a sound that seemed to carry a hint of relief. Duncan pushed the man roughly into the arms of two waiting soldiers. "Take him. Full Shigawire bindings and restraint cuffs. If he escapes, you will explain your failure to Aaliyah yourself." Hearing the threat, the men added enough bindings to hold a dozen Sardaukar fighters. After they had ushered the bruised Bronso away, Duncan turned his back to Gurney and shouted to the officer, "Levenbrek, take your men down the other stairway. Catch the second conspirator. Gurney, Halleck, and I will secure the rooftop. We have it under control." The Gola's metal eyes were unreadable, but his face showed unmistakable fury. As the soldiers rushed into the second escape stairwell, racing off to follow orders, Gurney found himself alone on the rooftop with Duncan. The Gola glowered at him, keeping his voice low. "You let her escape." Gurney heaved exaggerated breaths, shook his head.
"Gods below, Duncan. She caught me by surprise."
The Gola regarded him coldly, activated his body shield, and stood in a combat-ready posture. "I have always trusted you, Gurney Halleck, but perhaps not anymore. That was Lady Jessica. You let her escape, and I will know why." The flat face of Duncan Idaho was drawn with strain. He lifted his short sword. "You have a great deal of explaining to do." Gurney could not deny it, didn't even try to. He activated his own shield, took a half step backward, and prepared to fight.